Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Anna's Journey here on Blog Talk Radio. It is very exciting to be back on the air after taking a little bit of a hiatus, certainly taking a 30-day train trip around the country back in October, and then unfortunately having some medical issues and just being unavailable. But Anna's Journey is back on the air, and I'm looking forward to really having some interesting medical shows, really raising awareness, certainly bringing forward some stories that really need to be told and to make a difference. Anna's Journey has been on Blog Talk Radio since August of 2011. We have interviewed authors, small businesses, doctors, nurses, and lots of other interesting people that have various interests, hobbies, special charity issues, certainly lots of different things that Anna has been able to travel here, there, and wherever the interest lies. So here we are back, May 2018, and moving forward really in the medical community. We're going to be talking about sepsis. We're going to be talking about the importance of something as simple as hand washing. We're going to be talking about infection rates. We're going to be talking about patient-centered medical care. We're going to be talking about all kinds of things over the next several months and hopefully raising awareness within the community, within the public sector, that will really help people be healthier, get better health care, looking at ways of cutting costs. Think about it. What is your medical status? Do you have one medical problem? Do you have multiple medical problems? Do you have a primary care physician? Does your primary care physician listen to you? Do you have other specialists? Do they listen to you? Do you make sure that you identify why you are unique? I was just speaking about this yesterday, and I said to somebody, I am unique. I am special. The majority of people in this country, the United States, have a body temperature of 98.6. I happen to be unique. I am 96.8, quite often 97. But it's unique. So when doctors say, oh, if your temperature gets to 101, call me, that's too late for me. I need to know that the doctor wants me to call when my temperature goes up 3 points. That that's an indication of infection for me, for most people. So you need to know why you're unique, and you need to communicate with your doctor about those unique issues. Another unique thing for me is most people, when you eat a lot of iron, take a vitamin with iron, you get constipated. In my case, I get just the opposite, and I wind up having diarrhea, which defeats the whole purpose of taking in the extra iron. You need to know why you're unique. You need to communicate that with your doctor. And part of Anna's journey over the next couple of months will be really looking at what things are unique, things that we really need to be looking at. I know I have a friend who has lost a son due to sepsis. He knew that there was something wrong with his son, but the medical community did not catch it in time to save this young man. We need to know about something as serious and as deadly as sepsis. Certainly, hand washing has been around for a couple hundred years now. And yet people still take it for granted that you don't need to use soap and water, or now these new lotions that they have at probably every doorway in the hospital. But we need to take infection seriously. We need to cut down on medical errors. We need to make sure that we are getting the best medical care that we can get. And if we can do it at a better cost, that's great. I certainly also want to look at prevention. What kinds of things can we do that are relatively simple, everyday activities, such as eating healthier, exercising? And when I say exercising, that includes simple things like walking, that we can be a healthier, happier community. So Anna's Journey is back on the air. Looking forward to really making a difference and hopefully getting some people to feedback to me through my website, annarenault.com, to let me know what you want to hear. What kinds of things are important to you? What is working? What is not working? Are there some medical rules that need to be changed? Again, I was just talking with someone yesterday, and I said, you know, they have these rules, and there are very few, if any, exceptions to the rule. One of them being that they pay for colonoscopies at the age of 50. Well, if you already have a cancer history, you already have a family history, there needs to be an exception to that age 50 rule. Maybe it needs to be 40. Maybe there doesn't need to be an age. If you have symptoms, you have a family history, you have a personal cancer history, you need to make an exception. And right now there isn't one. Maybe that's something that the medical community needs to look at. Do you really want to save this person's life from colon cancer? Do you want to do the colonoscopy early to ensure that this person stays healthy? Maybe save their life. There are certainly things that we need to look at within the medical community. We certainly need to look at diagnostic errors. Are they done at the beginning because the doctor's not listening? Because the patient isn't giving enough information? Maybe you don't think this symptom is important, but it might be the key to the correct diagnosis. So we really need to look at all these different issues when there is a diagnostic error. What caused that error? You've got the diagnosis. You're in treatment, and there is an error. Why? Because the patient isn't being compliant? Because the patient isn't fully communicating? Or again, is it because the doctor is so rushed and so busy that he's not or she's not listening? Is that where the error comes in? Did somebody miss something? All right, so you have a diagnosis, you have treatment, and then there's the aftercare. Does somebody drop the ball? Is there a plan for aftercare? Is there a worry about recurrence, regardless of whether it's cancer or other illnesses? These are things that Anna's Journey is going to be investigating, talking about, looking at, and really pushing forward out into the community, hopefully with your help. I would certainly hope that you share this link with others. Hopefully every Wednesday at 11:30 Eastern Time, Anna's Journey will come on the air. And we're going to have some guest speakers. Again, people who have had some really serious adverse events where there has been some major life changes, such as death, or someone who went into surgery and came out and is now a paraplegic or quadriplegic, or maybe, such as in my case, I've had some very close calls without any lifetime impact. You know, almost dying on the table, not completing the surgery, but yet I'm fine. I did have to reschedule. I did have to change doctors. I did have to change hospitals. But technically, I'm fine. With the new hospital, the new doctor, the new surgery, the cancer was removed and I'm fine. But these are things that we need to talk about. We need to stop worrying about upsetting the status quo, and we need to say these things do happen. They shouldn't. We hopefully they won't repeat. But if they aren't talked about and policies fixed or changed and things moved on, then yes, things do kind of repeat, repeat, repeat. And we need to stop that. We need better health care. We need good medical health care. So, as I said, Anna's Journey is back on the air. We're going to have some guest speakers. And we really want to hear from the listeners. What do you want to hear about? Do you want to talk about? What kinds of problems have you experienced that need to be fixed? Do you have any suggestions of how things can be fixed? What do you think about these medical facilities now where you do all this electronic sign-in? Is that a good thing? Is that going to reduce costs? Is that going to allow doctors to really track and see who is coming in, what kinds of medical issues are trending within the community? You know, do we all of a sudden have a spike in diabetes or heart disease? Do we have a spike in melanoma skin cancer? You know, what kinds of things will these electronic sign-ins assist the doctors in providing better medical care? Or will it? Or will it just cost more money for all these electronic things? These are things that, again, the public needs to be aware of, needs to think about, and needs to weigh in on your opinion. They are good things, they're not good things. Is the electronics reliable? Is it safe? Are we going to get hacked? Or is our private information going to wind up in some other country somewhere? We need to look at all of these kinds of things. Personally, I have really enjoyed having some electronic conversations with some of my doctors, being able to keep them up to date. But it does worry me how much information is out there and available to the World Wide Web. Identity theft is a huge thing. Am I going to get hacked? Is my computer going to get hacked? These are things, again, that Anna's Journey is going to be talking about over the next several months. And hopefully we're going to have a really good conversation that will make a difference. Now, Anna's Journey is also going to do some public service announcements, and certainly one of those is the Red Cross. We need people to donate blood. So let me give you a little PSA here, public service announcement. Donate whole blood. Donation can be done every 56 days through the Red Cross. There are blood donations set up all over the place. Go to redcross.org and you can find a place probably close to you, either at a local hospital, a local facility. I know my employer used to do that a couple of times a year. You must be in good health and feeling well. You must be at least 16 years old in most states, and you must weigh at least 110 pounds. Now, there are some other ways of donating besides donating whole blood. You can do what they call power red donation, and donation frequency is 112 days, up to three times a year. Two times per year for male donors under the age of 18. You must be in good health and feeling well. Male donors must be 17, at least 5'1", and weigh 130 pounds. Female donors must be at least 19 years old, be at least 5'5", and weigh 150 pounds. Now, there are also ways of just donating platelets, and there are ways of just donating AB elite plasma. There are lots of different ways that you can donate. And on the website, there are also the rules about having the cold and the flu and if you've traveled and if you take medicine. So visit redcross.org, click on blood donation, or maybe you want to just give a financial donation. The Red Cross does do lots of good things. All right, so in his journey, back on the air after a hiatus of several months, after traveling around the country by train last October in the fall colors, seeing America the Beautiful, it has been an awesome journey, to say the least. And now, back on the air, trying to make a difference within the medical community. And seriously, listeners, all the shows are recorded. They're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on blogtalkradio.com. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/Anna, A-N-N-A, hyphen Renault, R-E-N-A-U-L-T, and a list of all the links of all the shows since 2011 will list, and you can listen to any of them. There are a wide variety of topics. But now, in 2018, our focus is going to be more on the health, on medicine, on what we can do to have a healthier, happier life. And as I said at the beginning of the show, we really need to know why each one of us is unique. You need to know your body. You need to know what works and what doesn't. You need to recognize when there's a problem, when you need to go to the doctors. And I really do encourage people to make a list of your symptoms. Everything. Every little thing. Because what you think is not important might be the key to the doctor giving you a correct, accurate diagnosis. I know I have a friend who was actually walking out the door and said, well, next time we'll have to talk about the headaches. And the doctor said, well, wait a minute, you never mentioned headaches. And that was the key to what was going on with her son. You need to tell the doctor everything, whether you think it's important or not. Now, hopefully, the doctor will realize that everything, every little detail is important. And again, it will give you a better chance to get the accurate diagnosis, the correct treatment. I really do get upset with friends and people who talk with me about their medical when they say they've had the wrong diagnosis. And when you look at why was the diagnosis wrong? Did the patient not do what they needed to do? Did the doctor not do what they needed to do? Where did the medical error come in? At the very beginning, in the middle, or at the end? We really need to make sure that we have good medical care, good, accurate medical care. So mark your calendar for Wednesdays at 11:30 Eastern Time. And yes, that will be 8:30 Pacific Time and in between. And we're going to be having guests from across the country joining the show to talk about some serious things. Certainly sepsis, hand washing, diagnostic errors, lots of different things that are going to be coming forward to help raise the awareness. And again, in an interview yesterday, I said, one of the things we need to do is ask the right question. When you go to the doctors and they ask you if you have fallen, the answer might be no. But the question really was, did you get injured? And in my case, I had slipped and I had torn my rotator cuff in my right shoulder. So I was injured, but no, I didn't fall. So did they ask the right question? Did they get the right information to deal with the injury? So we need to look at what we're asking, what we're reporting, and what we're expecting in return. I certainly expected to find out how to deal with my rotator cuff and the pain in my shoulder. But the person who was interviewing me at the doctor's that day was just, all they wanted to know was whether I fell or not. And that wasn't the right question. So we need to use the right question to get the right answers, to get the right treatment, to make a difference. So I would hope that everyone listening to today's show will mark their calendar, come back to Blog Talk Radio, and listen to the shows and share them with others, and let's make a difference within the medical community. We need to raise awareness. We need to raise education on what is proper communication, what is proper diagnosis, what can we do to improve what we already have available to us. And yes, there is a whole political side. Certainly here in Maryland, the state legislature did a lot of work this year about making prescriptions more affordable, making it legal for pharmacies to talk to you about cheaper ways of buying your medicine. Certainly there have been some issues that they dealt with that will hopefully mitigate what Congress is doing in terms of the Affordable Care Act and what we can and can't do in terms of our medical care. Lots of things are happening all across the country in each different state. Certainly, there are a lot of places that are looking at tanning beds and the increase in melanoma skin cancer, which is the deadliest form of skin cancer. People as young, I know I have a friend whose 17-year-old died of melanoma skin cancer. These are the things that need to be addressed, and we're going to be talking about those over the next few months. Thanks for listening to Anna's Journey here on Blog Talk Radio. It's good to be back on the air. As I said, I took a break. I took a trip around the country, and then I had some medical issues. I was in and out of the hospital, but I am bouncing back, and we're going to try and make a difference. We're going to schedule some guests that have some unbelievable stories that we need to hear, and certainly some adverse events that we want to make sure don't repeat. I have a call into a gentleman who lost a 2-year-old. I have a call into a gentleman who had lost a young man, I think he was in his early 20s, both of them to sepsis. Certainly looking at other ways that we can make a difference, reduce costs, reduce medical errors, all these kinds of things. We really want to make a difference with Anna's Journey here on Blog Talk Radio in terms of medical and healthcare issues. Thanks a lot. Before we run out of time, I'm going to say a big thank you to all the people who have supported me over the past 6-7 years. Certainly all those who are really making a difference, volunteering and putting their 2 cents into the community of medicine to make a difference, to reduce the errors, to make a difference with a healthier, happier community. And certainly here on Anna's Journey on Blog Talk Radio, we're going to see if we can't make that happen. Thanks a lot. Take care and be safe.